بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. Now we are at the end of the month of Ramadan. We are saying that we have few days left, but soon we'll have to say we have hours left. So Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to use the time that we have, and Allah give us barakah in this time so that we can use it for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cash in the last part of this massive sale from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which brings about nothing but goodness for a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep on guiding us, inshallah. Ameen. So tonight we move into the 23rd juz of the Holy Quran, and in it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a discussion between the people of Jannah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that once the people of Jannah go in the hadith it is mentioned that people will be sitting, they'll be talking, they'll be laughing, they'll be, you know, joking around, families will meet up, like how we experienced on the day of Eid, where families get together, etc. And it'll just be an exciting feeling. The atmosphere will be nice. The, everything will be nice. There will be no hatred whatsoever. There'll be no jealousy whatsoever. There'll be no showing off. Everyone has their own Jannah. Everyone is happy-go-lucky. And it's just a beautiful feeling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us all, inshallah. I mean, but then these people will start talking. So one Jannati will say, inni kana li qarin, that I had a friend. I had a friend, I don't know where that friend is. And then they'll start talking, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that the Jannatis will have extremely powerful eyesight. They will have extremely powerful eyesight, and from where they are, they will be able to look directly into Jahannam. And they would see this person that they're talking about that was supposed to be their friend in the world. And they will look at that person and they will call out to him. And they will say, hey, you remember me? You were the one who tried to lead me astray. When we were in this world, you tried to lead me astray. And look at it, alhamdulillah, I kept steadfast on my iman, as a result of which, look at where I am today, and look at where you are today. And in this nature, the Jahannami would have nothing to do but accept, just put his head down and continue with the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. But it teaches us very, very valuable lessons, first and foremost, the beauty of Jannah. This is what we have to strive for. This is what we must want. This is what we need. This is something that every Muslim must aspire for. No matter what level of iman you think you may have, even if you feel you are not worthy, wallah, you are always worthy. Work towards it. Make dua for it. Ask Allah for assistance. Ask Allah, ya Allah, forgive me and put me in Jannah. This is what we want. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us all, inshallah. Ameen. The other important lesson, my beloved brothers, is that look, he says, I had a friend. Now, although that person is in Jahannam, generally when we say disbelievers, we could be talking about those who don't have iman. But on the day of Qiyamah, there will be people who are Muslim only by name. And as a result of which, they now will be branded or put into the category of disbeliever. So we have to make shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And we make dua that Allah protect us from such friendships that will bring about our destruction. Not only that, we too also must not become people who assist and aid in harming others or moving people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, you know, many a times when we're teaching in madrasa, the child will say, Mawlana, I want to come for salah, but my father doesn't want to come. Why? My father says, no, he's sleeping now. So we don't realize the impact we are having on these children, that we ourselves become a hindrance for that child later on in their life, because the circle goes around. It's a vicious circle. If the father doesn't read, the son won't read, the son won't read, his children won't read, and it'll carry on like that. So we have to make dua. It's not only about types of people we have to be wary of. It's also within ourselves. We must not hinder anyone when it comes to the objective of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all and give us the tawfiq to understand, inshallah. Ameen. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the tree of Zaqum, which is an extremely bitter, hideous and pungent. It emerges from the depths of Jahannam. Its root is right at the bottom of Jahannam. And its fruit resembles the heads of snake. In one narration in the hadith, it mentions that the fruit has thorns on it. And the people of Jahannam will be forced to drink it. It will be so difficult to swallow that they will ask for water and boiling water, a mixture of pus, blood, bodily fluid, brain matter, etc., will be given to them. You know, sometimes we take a tablet and we choke on that small tablet, and you know, we can't take it. We're rushing for water, we're rushing for something to put it down. But imagine this fruit here. it will be so difficult to go down that the hot water, boiling water, brain matter, bodily fluid, pus, blood, etc. will be mixed and given to this person to drink. It will be so difficult. In the hadith, it is mentioned the thorn will scratch the throat as it goes down, ripping it from the inside out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that one drop, if it had to fall onto this earth, it will contaminate the food of all of mankind. Can you imagine that being the diet of Jahannam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. That is why one dhikr we must make in the last 10 days is itqum minan nar. The last 10 days is where we say, Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam. And one very beautiful dhikr to read is Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. If you say Allahumma ajirna minan nar, this is also good. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. And if you say Allahumma ajirna minan nar, oh Allah, save us all from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this to us and save us from the fire of Jahannam and enter us amongst those who are going into Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah. Ameen. Just one announcement tonight, inshallah, or two announcements. Tonight, inshallah, will be the youth program, which will start at 9:45. So we humbly appeal to the youngsters to come forward, inshallah, and come and listen to these bayans, etc., which will be a means of motivation for us. And the second announcement is, my brothers, the fitrah box is here. It will be going back early next week. So please, brothers, you need to put your monies in. I know many of us are waiting for the payday, etc. But if you could possibly get the money from someone and then pay them back, but discharge your fitrah before it's too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all barakah and goodness. Jazakallah.